This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, the National Farmers Union continues to focus on key policy issues, including the urgent need for a new farm bill. Mike Stranz, Vice President of Advocacy, says several critical policy issues remain unsolved, and the organization is working hard to ensure producers' voices are heard in Washington, D.C.
Given the circumstances with the farm economy, that yes, there should be some sort of assistance provided to family farmers and ranchers because of the trade disruptions, but that ought to be part of a greater picture about farm policy reform and farm policy improvements that could happen through a farm bill negotiation that might happen here this fall. We've heard Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson, speak about his interest in having a farm bill markup in the House side. I think moving forward with something like that is a great opportunity to make some of these changes, and we ought to take a look at the whole picture.
Some of the upcoming discussion will center on the farm bill assistance programs, which are just one piece of a larger puzzle. Strand says the bigger focus will be on the long overdue improvements to the farm bill.
Given the fact that the farm bill has expired right now, although this is the third year in a row where the farm bill has expired, there's an opportunity by the end of the year or early 2026 to get something done on the rest of the farm bill.
Again, that's Mike Stranz with the National Farmers Union.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.